Hello, everyone. Hey, guys, you are tuning into Penguin Radio here on radio.dominican.edu. And right now, you're listening to College Survival Guide. I'm DJ Royal, and I'm going to tell you how to survive the best 4 years of your life. That's right, the best 4 years. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Wednesday evening. It's a lovely evening here in San Rafael, November 9th. Also, guess what day it is? That's right, you guessed it, it's hump day. Happy hump day, everyone. We're midway through our week, one step closer to the weekend. I'm super excited. I'm ready. So it's just another day here in the studio, surviving and thriving as usual. I hope you guys are surviving and thriving out there too in this world. And since we were here last Wednesday, last week, there's been some big changes going on, as I'm sure you all are aware of and caught up on. One being daylight savings. So, my mom taught me this when I was little, like a good way to remember daylight savings. It's so for springtime, it's like spring forward, as in you're springing forward into the next like hour, I guess. It's a good way of looking at it. And then in fall, you're falling back. So, yeah. Explaining this to myself. I'm like re-explaining it to myself. Anywho, so daylight savings occurred. So now it's like pitch black at like 5 o'clock. You know, that's cool. Can't see anything in the early evening, but not really. But, you know, the good thing is we get an extra hour of sleep, which is lit. That's really cool. And this is great news for college students who can barely get out of bed for their early morning classes. Life has now blessed you with an extra hour, so use it wisely, people. Use that hour, that extra time wisely. If you need to study or catch up in a class or something, or catch up on sleep or self-care, do that. Now, all right. And, oh, one of the best news of all, or, well, it's very monumental, like insane, like mind-blowing, whoa, big changes occurring, is the United States of America, that's where we are, the USA, we got a newly elected president. So I'd like, on my show, College Survival Guide, me, DJ Royal, I'd like to personally welcome Donald Trump as our new president. And for everyone out there, I think despite our political differences, like everyone's beliefs and maybe who you were hoping to win, who you were hoping to lose, whatever that may be, despite all of that and regardless of that, I think I just want to send out positive vibes to everyone out there and love. I know there's a mix of emotions going on right now, like in the nation, and I've seen like on my campus as a college student, there's kind of like, I know there's going to be like a different way that people react to things like this. Because it's a really big change, and it's kind of bringing forth like a new, just like newness, and I think people are afraid of that, and they're afraid of the change, and they're not really sure what to expect. But I know it's bringing up a lot of different emotions and feelings about the whole thing, good, bad, and otherwise. And again, just want to send out positive vibes and love. And I think we are stronger together than divided. I'm sure I'm not the only one that has said that, but that's definitely how I feel. I think we're stronger as a nation and as like communities and like small communities and society wise, like nationwide, like little pockets of like people everywhere, little small communities everywhere, big, small, whatever. We're all stronger together than being divided and torn apart by something that at the end of the day, like we just can come together. And depending on like whatever political party or politician or like what have you, you know, whatever you believe in or whoever you supported or whatever you think should be the way, regardless, even as our president, who will soon not be president anymore, single tear, President Obama and Hillary Clinton too, they both said, I'm sure many of you watched and listened to their speeches after Trump's victory, but in both of their speeches, they both say, like, and they encourage everyone, like, all citizens, that, you know, like, we have to stand behind the president now and support him and just kind of get on board. And maybe initially we have our reservations or hesitations about him or whatever has been said, but I think that some people, if you don't like him or whatever, if we all just come together, then this could turn out to be, you know, another successful, like, 4 years for our country. And no matter what, I think we're going to see some sort of change that will help us for the better. And I think that in life, and especially in situations like this, like really big deal situations, everything happens for a reason. So we have to remember that, like, especially right now, Donald Trump, he was meant to be our president for the next 4 years. That's how it worked out. And I, as a religious person, I feel that that's what God's plan was. And every little thing that happens in our lives is somehow just, it's just meant to be. Otherwise, it wouldn't happen. And something else would take place. Like, something like, this is the path that it's supposed to be taking. So I think we kind of have to all remember that this is how, like, this is how it all worked out. And everything happens for a reason. And this obviously happened for a reason. And because of that, I want to read a little bit, like, just a little excerpt from an email that we all received at my school, Dominican University of California. For those of you who are listening in, you know that this is Dominican. Do you? Go Pangs. But the president of our school, Mary Marcy, she sent out a really beautiful email just kind of talking about, like, coming together after everyone obviously finding out the results of the election. And I think it summed up, like, everything I'm trying to say here so beautifully. So I'm going to read just a little bit of it for you guys. It was really, really, I loved it. So here we go. This is from her email. Dear students, last night, the campus community watched the election results with a great deal of anxiety. We cannot control the national political process, but we have significant influence over the kind of community we create here at Dominican. It is important that we do that now, with intention and care. This entire election process has drawn attention to the fact that, in some ways, we are a nation divided. This division is being felt on college campuses across the nation. Some are celebrating the results, while others are struggling with feelings of anger, fear, mistrust, and loss of hope. The emotions being felt on both sides are very real to people. We know that students across this nation are both excited and worried about their futures, as well as the future of this nation. We understand that students need safe places to process their feelings, to talk about this experience, and to share ideas, hopes, and fears with one another. I invite us all to join together tomorrow. And, you know, it goes on about meeting in Guzman Lecture Hall for a campus convening. And she concludes saying, now more than ever is a time for us to embrace our Dominican values and ideals and stand together as a community that is committed to equity, inclusion, and diversity. We must recognize that despite our respective political or ideological differences, we are unified as members of the Dominican community and must seek to serve and support one another as our nation strives to move forward. Now it's from, again, President Mary Marcy, the president of Dominican University of California. That reading that really made, like, it just put me at peace. I'm not going to share, like, my political views on the show, but it just put me at peace. And I think, like, especially, like, this being, like, a college, like, surviving college show, this is something that, like, being in college, like, for me, like, this was my first time voting, and this was all new to me, like, this entire thing. And, like, yeah, like, I'm 20, and, like, I just now registered to vote, like, I'm a little late. But this was, like, the first, like, time I think a lot of us who are, like, in our, like, 2021, like, who, like, voted, and, like, 18, 19, too. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that being in college right now, this was all new. This was just, like, a brand new situation. I walked into the polling place, like, having no idea, like, what to do. But the people were really helpful and, like, helped me figure it out. And I got to, like, fill out the ballot, and I felt, like, super official. But I think for all of us, this whole situation, we already feel like it's just, like, kind of an unknown situation. As young people being in college, I think sometimes our voices aren't necessarily heard. And it's like, oh, just college kids, or they don't really know, they don't really read up on, you know, like, the propositions, or they don't really know information about politics, and they don't really care. They're kind of out of touch. But as a college student, we do. Like, I want to say, like from personal experience, like, we do pay attention. Like, I watch the news. Like, me and my friends, like, stayed up all night, like, keeping, like, updated with, like, what was happening with the election, and we were just, like, super into it. So it's definitely a thing that young people are more involved in, and especially with the college debate, the DU debate being such, like, an integral part of campus lately. At my school, as I'm sure many of you know, Dominican was chosen to be, like, the social media representative liaison type of thing for college campuses nationwide, just to spread awareness and get kind of people interested in the election and going out there and voting and just encouraging people, like, hey, like, your voice matters, your opinions matter, go out and vote, make time to do that, and all of that. So that was definitely a really good thing for our school. But yeah, just us being, it's good to get something, to hear something like that, to hear such, like, I guess, like, motivational words, so to speak, and just trying to get everyone together and everyone to, I guess, calm down and realize that, hey, everything's going to be okay. You might be feeling this way or that way, but we can all come together and talk about it. And regardless, we are a community and we stand behind that. And we have our Dominican ideals and values that we're still going to strive for and reflect as students here at Dominican. And this election isn't going to change anything. And we can embrace the change, like, with open minds and open hearts and all of that. But on that note, that's it for my little bit about the election. So that was a pretty big thing. It's the day after, and I think we're all just trying to process it. But on that note, everyone, we're going to take a short break. Thanks for hanging in there these past 12 minutes. But yeah, do what you need to do. Get a snack, get some water, take a potty break. Do what you need to do. We will be right back in just a couple minutes, so stay tuned. Be back soon. Grew up in a small town, and when the rain would fall down, I'd just stare out my window, dreaming of what could be, and if I'd end up happy, I would pray. Trying not to reach out, but when I tried to speak out, felt like no one could hear me. Wanted to belong here, but something felt so wrong here, so I'm great. Great little throwback there. Some Kelly Clarkson, Breakaway. Hope you all enjoyed that song, as I did. So, we are back. Thanks for hanging in there. We are back live on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Just a reminder that you are tuning into College Survival Guide, and it's me, DJ Royal. And let's talk about what my topics are going to be for tonight. So, tonight we're going to be discussing midterm season, academic advising, and studying abroad. So we're going to have three different segments there. So stay tuned, as you are right now, tuning in to College Survival Guide with me, DJ Royal. Let's talk about midterms starting out. Sorry, I was just saying, I was just adjusting my volume. Not really, I'm just kind of messing around with the little board here. So sorry for that little silence there. But anyway, so hope you guys can hear me all right. Midterms. So midterm season is upon us. And I mentioned this last week that I was going to go more into it, but of course we ran out of time, unfortunately. But we're going to talk about it now because it seems that, we all dread midterm season. It's just, it's awful. But it's super overwhelming and scary, and you're afraid you're going to fail or that you are currently failing. And you likely will have, well, actually, you for sure will have, not likely, you will have either a super important test or a huge paper due or some sort of like project, group project. It's just like a lot. And it's stressful as hell. And just, again, it's just a lot on your plate. It's like one extra thing, like, oh God, midterms. And it also seems to go on for longer than it should for some reason, or at least it feels that way. And at my school, like here at Dominican, as you guys know, some of my professors are still saying the word midterm, and midterms are still being like just kind of brought up. I feel like midterms have been going on for like 3 weeks, honestly, but it kind of does. It just kind of like drags on because you end up like in your class, just there's all this stuff you have to do like for like midterms, or your midterm grade. So it just kind of goes on. It's not just like one day of midterms. Well, unless some people have like one test and that's their one midterm. One and done, like they get it over with. But for me, it just seems like I'm still in midterm hell. But maybe like, yeah, I got like some people will get an extension on their midterms, which like a paper, which is kind of cool. You get some more time to hang in there, but at least you're trying. But yeah, so like I said, you'll either turn in a paper or take an exam. And then if you attend like a smaller college like I do, Dominican, the professor, like my professors will like make time. They meet with each student individually, kind of just about your standing in the class, like, and like how you're doing in the course, your grades and your performance so far, attendance and like all that stuff, like your participation, like how are you acting in class? Do you show up? Like, are you late all the time? And bring in your food, like, and smell up the class. Do you, like, loudly open up a bag of chips all the time? Like, I don't know. Do you, yeah, just stuff like that. They just kind of, it's basically just, like, a check-in. And midterm is, like, the middle of the semester. So, like, the middle of the term. Midterm. Yeah, that's how you get that word. It's basically just, like, yeah, like, a gauge of where you are at in the class and, like, how you're doing. But how to survive midterms in college? It's honestly what I think is the best bet is like you should kind of just like start preparing for it like day one of your semester. Like, well, maybe not day one, but just like in the beginning, just make sure you're like preparing yourself. And sometimes like I found in the past that if I just like don't really do my stuff and I just kind of let myself fall behind, that really screws me over. Because then by the time midterms happen, I'm behind and I'm, like, crowding everything in. And I'm, like, I live at the library because I'm trying to get everything done. And, like, it's unnecessary stress on yourself. So I found this cool little article. It's, like, a Teen Vogue article, which I love, even though I'm not a teen anymore. But it's still a great magazine to read. And they have really useful stuff. And they talk about college in there. And even when you're in college, you're going to be a teen still probably for a little while, 18, 19. So until you turn like 20, obviously. But regardless, it's a nice magazine. I'll stop talking about the magazine. But anyway, so Teen Vogue, in their campus life section of the magazine, they have a little article, How to Survive College Midterms. And it was written by Emma Saren Webster. I'll just go into the article. Basically, it's talking about how the start of college is, like, overwhelmingly exciting, which we all know it is. It's super fun. There's all this new stuff at you, and it's just, like, a super different environment, and you're like, whoa, like, I'm in college now. Like, I am a college student, and the shock in that itself is just, like, you're just going to be really excited. Like, you're all over the place. Like, it's a really big high, and you're just like, whoa, like, I'm here at college. You're meeting new people. You're just, like, embarking on this incredible journey that will change your life. But it kind of just, like, it includes everything. It's, like, your social life, your hobbies, your passions, your career aspirations, like, all that stuff. And, like, and also the fact that you are going to school. And I think that's a big thing, too. Like, you have to realize, hey, I'm going to school, and there's all this fun stuff, and I'm hanging out with my friends and doing this and that, but I'm also, like, going to school, and I need to, like, go to class and learn something and take something out of this and, like, learn skills and then hone those skills to, like, be able to go out into your career. And it's obviously, it's going to take time, like, several weeks to months, like, even, like, your first semester, honestly, of college, it, like, all the changes going on, it's just gonna, you're gonna have to, like, get used to all of that. And then even as time goes on, like, as each semester passes, you kind of have to, I was explaining it to someone actually the other day, how when you come back, it's just kind of, like, every semester you come back from summer break or Christmas break, whatever, you have to, like, reset yourself, and you're like, all right, I got to get back into the swing of things with school, like, got to buckle down, like, and work hard and get back into school mode, because it's kind of hard to, you're in vacation mode, and you're in, I don't have to really do anything, and I can just do whatever I want, and then when you get back to school, obviously, you can still pretty much do whatever you want, but you have to, like, that self-discipline piece kind of comes back in to play, and you need to, like, I don't know, just get back into the swing of things. But you have to kind of trigger the education mode button on yourself and in yourself, and just realize that that's the main reason why you're at school. It's to go to class, show up on time, be respectful of the professor, and take something from the class. And I think, like, that's kind of a side note tangent, but I think it's worth it to go down this rabbit hole. I think taking advantage of the fact that you're in these classes is the best thing to do, because I notice there's a couple people in my classes that just kind of, and you're going to find this anywhere, it's just how it is, like, either people don't really want to go to college, or their parents force them, or they're there for some unknown reason, or they just lose their motivation. There's always going to be people around you that, like, just kind of don't want to work hard. You're going to see it everywhere, but you definitely see it in college. There's people that just kind of, like, they're there to be there, really for no, like, reason, but they just kind of, they can bring your motivation down a little bit, just seeing them kind of slugging along, not really doing anything. And we all kind of get to that point at some point or another, where you just kind of lose your motivation, and you have to find it again, get that morale back up, but there's people that are just constantly like that. They don't want to be here, and they don't really want to get anything out of the class. They sit in the back. They don't really pay attention. They're on their phone, or they're watching, like, YouTube videos during the lecture, and they're pretending like they're taking notes or whatever. But I think the best, like, a really good piece of advice as far as taking classes and, like, surviving midterms is just trying to, like, you're going to, everything in you during midterm season is going to want to just shut down, and, like, all this work is just approaching you, and it's weighing down on you, and you're like, nope, I don't want to do it. I don't want to deal with it. I'm just going to put it off and procrastinate. But don't do that. Realize, tell yourself, hey, like, I'm taking this to better myself. And, yeah, I don't want to write this, like, bullshit paper or take this test or whatever, but it's going to benefit me, and I'm learning something from this. And trust me, by the time you get to junior, senior year of college, you will most likely have almost all of your general ed courses done, which is really nice, because I know freshman and sophomore year, you kind of, like, I was super excited just to jump into my major classes. I was just ready. I was like, I love comm, like, communications. I want to just get into this. Like, I want to take all these classes with stuff that I'm good at, like, good at writing, good at speaking, all of that. Like, I want to just get in, like, jump in, and, like, I'm ready. But I had to take all these general ed courses, like, math and science and writing and, like, all these just general ed courses that no one really wants to take. It's a little bit of a repeat of high school, but everyone takes them. It's just part of it. It's not going to change. But even you're working towards the goal of being able to take all of your major classes, which is really fun. I, like, as a junior now, all my classes this semester are for communications, and they're super fun. And yeah, like, one of them's really hard. It's one I have to take to graduate, but, you know, I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm like, hey, like, I have a little bit of both. Like, I'm struggling in one class, which, who doesn't struggle in a class? And we're all kind of in the same boat, but at the same time, right now, I'm doing this radio show. I'm in radio class, and I'm loving it. So, and I get to just, like, have a blast. Like, right now, I'm just having a fun time being on the air, being on my show. So, and then gonna go home, work on homework for, you know, research methods, like, which I don't want to do, but I gotta do, because you have to just keep the motivation up and do your work and just remember why you're here. I think that's the most important thing. And definitely the reason why midterms are so, like, they just really take a toll on you and they're so stressful is because it's that middle point where you're just like, oh, like, why am I really doing this? Like, I can't believe I'm really doing this. I'm almost at the end, but not really. And I'm getting to the challenging point of the semester where I have to do all this work, but it's going to get better. Trust me. And especially as a freshman year midterms, for those of you who have not quite made it to college yet or are freshmen now experiencing it for the first time, definitely this is the first major set of, like, college tests that you're taking, or, like, just, like, a test, whether it's, like, an actual test or just, like, a test of your ability, like a project or a paper. It's, like, it's a really big deal, and it can be scary because you're not really sure, hey, am I gonna get a good grade? Like, and again, it's like you're thinking, am I failing? Like, how am I doing in here? And also, you'll notice in college, it's not like high school where they hand you back the paper with, like, the grade on it. You may not really, this is the professor's time to kind of give you an idea of how you're doing. So I think that's definitely, it can be scary, but it's definitely, don't let that stop you from working hard and losing your motivation, because if anything, let it inspire you and motivate you to, like, work even harder and just get it done. And trust me, if you get everything done, you're gonna have, one, the satisfaction of getting it done and passing the class and getting units out of the way to graduate, but you're also gonna be able to, like, once you get that stress from, like, out of your life, you're going to be able to just, like, really enjoy the other aspect of college, like the fun part where you get to go out with your friends and just hang out and relax and just have time to do whatever you want. And you're not going to be, like, in the back of your head, like, oh no, like, I have to do that 15-page paper and I haven't done it because I put it off. Just do it, and then you'll just be free to be you and me. You can do anything. But on that note, we're going to take a short break yet again. So again, get some water, get a little snacky, do what you need to do during the quick little break, and we'll be back. And then I'm going to dive a little bit more into the article. It lists a couple of different things regarding midterms, so stay tuned. And thank you so much again for listening to Penguin Radio. This is the show College Survival Guide with me, DJ Royal, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Be back soon. Yet another great song, Roll With The Changes, which I think perfectly fits with this show. As a college student, gotta roll with the changes because everything's constantly changing. And this also, you know, perfectly ties in with the change of this new presidency. Again, as you all know, Donald Trump is our president-elect. So gotta roll with the changes, people. And yeah. So we are back. Oop, a little loud there. We are back. This is Penguin Radio at Dominican University of California. And you are listening on radio.dominican.edu. This is College Survival Guide with me, DJ Royal. And we are here in the studio. It's lit. Actually, it's just me by myself, but it is still lit. And we're going to just jump right back in. So before the break, I was talking about midterms. Midterm season is here and it sucks. But you got to roll with the punches, people. Roll with the changes, as they were just talking about in the other song. back into it. I found this awesome article from Teen Vogue, as I mentioned, talking about how to survive college midterms. So it basically gives you some tips and stuff about I just had a fellow DJ pop in and visit me, DJ Honey.
Hey, everybody.
good to see her. But yeah, so jumping right back into this article. So it's talking about a packed schedule. So a packed schedule, in college, you're going to have a pretty packed schedule. You know, you're probably going to be taking 15 to 17 units. And all of the midterms will be held, like, probably in the same week or in the same, like, time period. So it's kind of, it's what I'm saying, it's stressful. So you're going to have like 3 to 4 other midterms all at the same time. And it's going to feel like a lot. Like this is where time management comes in. I think people tend to recommend with time management, just prioritize like your studying for each thing. So just kind of, I think you should rank your classes, honestly, in order of like the most important to like, not that I'm trying to say that one class is more important than the other, but I think like where you think that you really need to put in a lot of time and energy into studying, like where you're really going to benefit, like, hey, like maybe I don't know this information that well, or it's just a lot of detailed information that I need to be like thoroughly prepared on. That's where I think you should put your most energy and time into. If you know you're a really good writer and you're able to crank out essays just like that, like snap of the finger, boom. I don't know, snap, just like that. I just tried to snap. I don't know if it worked. But if you're able to just crank out a paper like that, then maybe, and you're able to write it really well and express like your thoughts in a very just concise manner, again, really good writer, then maybe you kind of like don't put it off, but just like that's where you're like, hey, like I can put a couple of hours into this subject that I am not too sure about and I'm not very confident in. And I'm just going to like put in that time so that way I can get up to the level of being able to just confidently whip out my paper and not really have any trouble with that. I think just prioritize like your studying and your time for what you think, where you think like it's best to put that. Just kind of divide it. Like the amount of studying you need to do for each. And then create a plan. So if you guys get a planner and just kind of write out like make a little schedule for yourself, like and create a study plan based on the how you prioritize and categorized how you're going to study for your classes and a lot of time for that. In this article, they're talking about how they often see students getting trapped in studying for just one college class midterm. But they need to study for all of them. And I think that's a common mistake too, because you're so afraid of this one, like maybe like really difficult class that you're taking. So you are like, I'm just gonna, like for me, being research methods is a pretty difficult class for me right now. If I put all my eggs into the basket of research methods, it's not really gonna benefit me with the other classes because it's about the entire schedule. So I think if you're new to college or still in college, still just trying to figure it out, definitely make sure you're evenly spreading out like your time and your energy, because time and energy, those two things, they go together. You need to have, one, the time, and two, the energy. Often, I remember in high school, and people still do it now in college, even more so in college, people stay up until, like, the a.m. working on assignments or studying, or just trying to get everything done. But they're a zombie working on it, and it's just all BS, and it's not benefiting them, and they're not really learning from it, and they turn it in, and it's just very mediocre. Because, I mean, some people are able to do that, and great, I wish I could do that. But I could never do homework unless, like, I am really panicking and I suddenly get, like, hella energy because I'm, like, panicked. On a regular basis, I cannot just study until 4 a.m. and be, like, awake and alive and alert and really take in the information. I'm just, like, reading through nothing, and I'm not taking anything in. I'm not a sponge in that case. But I think that's definitely, it's very crucial to evenly spread out your time and energy, and make sure you have the time and the energy for everything that you're doing. So that way you're not just wasting your time because you're too tired or you're not mentally there or anything like that. The other thing that they're mentioning in this article, it is going to be a challenge. Midterms are not easy, and college is not easy by any means. I know there are certain majors that can seem, and, like, people talk about this major's easy, this major's not, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, it's all relative. We're all going through, like, the same stuff, and we're all going to class, and we all have papers, we all have tests, and we all have this and that project and group assignment. So regardless of what major it is and the, like, level of, like, difficultness and all of that, what is English? but anyway, I definitely got an A in my advanced writing class, even though my grammar is I'm struggling with it today. Regardless, college and midterms are difficult, but you can do it. Again, like I said on my first show, you are prepared, and no matter how, like, intimidating it seems, you're meant to be here. You're meant to be here in this moment, taking this midterm, going through all of this, because you're prepared for it. You went to high school, you went to middle school, you went to elementary school. That they were all kind of just baby steps building up to this. So you're prepared. You're at the right age, you're at the right level, all that. It is a challenge, but it's nothing too challenging that you can't get it done. The third thing, everything is fair game. So in this article, they're talking about how professors aren't necessarily out there to surprise you with random questions and just all this, like, random shit, like, at the last minute. But it does happen, and they don't mean it intentionally, but there's definitely things that they kind of, it's a different expectation level while you're in college, and it's not like you get this really detailed, thorough study guide with every last exact question that's going to be on the test, like I know many of us are used to from high school. That was definitely a big change for me. I was like, all right, okay, I don't have word for word what questions are going to be on the test, which was a little scary because you're like, okay, like you're reading the book and you're reading the chapters and you're maybe highlighting things. And you're second guessing what you're highlighting and what you're not highlighting. And you're like, is this important or is it not? Or are they going to ask a question about this topic? Maybe not. I'm not really sure. You kind of have to decipher for yourself what is most likely going to be on the exam. So everything is fair game. And I think also keeping close ties with your professors and maintaining a close relationship, just kind of open communication, like, hey, I just want to make sure this was how I was going about studying for this or writing my paper about this. And what do you think? Like, do you think I'm on the right track? I think that's always benefited me. And I think that benefits a lot of students by just keeping that open line of communication and just kind of making sure you're on the right track. Because if you just talk to them, they're going to help you. They're not going to be like, oh, no, I'm not going to tell you that what you're doing is right or wrong. Like, you have to read that chapter and figure it out for yourself. Like, no, like, if you come to them and you actively are asking for help and, like, seeking their advice on it, like, yeah, they're not going to give you, like, verbatim what's going to be on the test, but they will definitely help you out and kind of lead you in the right direction if you ask and go to office hours and all that and make the time and show them that you care. I think that's the big thing in college is in high school, they know that you will kind of have to, like, you have to go. It's, like, by law. And it's just a little bit more, like, childish. But in college, they appreciate when you take the extra step and the extra time to, like, you care. You care about the class. You care about what you're doing, what you're studying for, what you're writing about. And if you go in and talk to them and show them that, hey, like, this matters to me, they're really going to appreciate that, and they're going to want to help you because they know that you're not just sitting in there passing the time, like, don't really want to be there, don't really care about the work and or the quality or any of that. But if you show that you care, that's definitely going to help you. So the idea of an imperfect grade, they're talking about this. You can't go into midterms expecting to ace every exam or every paper and all of that. And I know a lot of my professors here are trying to, they've talked about just kind of like the misconception of like getting A's and how everyone is so obsessed with getting an A in a class or on an assignment and getting perfect A's and straight A's. And if you're that student, that's great. And if you continue to be a straight A student in college, that's so amazing. Like, that's really, really good. But I think if you expect to get 110% on every assignment or test you turn in, you're just setting yourself up for disappointment. And midterm, it's indicating your progress in the class, essentially. So if you're doing your best and that grade, you can know, hey, like, I'm doing my best. I'm trying really hard and I'm putting my best foot forward and I'm putting my all into this class and in my assignments and all of that. And I'm studying really hard, and whatever grade you get, you should be proud of that grade because it's a reflection of like the work that you're putting in. And like, it goes the same if you're not really trying and you're just kind of like screwing around, like not really showing up to class, doing whatever, you should expect like the grade that you expect. And again, just own it. Like, you're here, you're learning, you're going through the motions, you're jumping through hurdles and you're trying to figure it out, and it's hard, and all this new stuff coming at you, and you're just trying to adjust. And that's the main thing. You're just adjusting to all this new crazy stuff happening in your life. So, you know, there's going to be times that you get lazy. There's going to be times that you're working really, really hard and you're working your ass off. But, like, you got to just accept that grades, it's very different from high school. And don't set yourself up, or don't hold yourself to an impossible standard. Just hold yourself to the best possible standard of yourself. And be the best version of yourself. Like, be the best student that you can be. And just accept that and love that and embrace that. Because at the end of the day, like, when you graduate, it's not going to be like, oh, this person got straight A's, so they're automatically going to get this job. It's like, no, like, we're all working for the degrees. And it's about your skills and what you're putting forth. So if you did your best, that's all you can do. So that's the end of that little short article. And I'm going to wrap up the segment about midterms. So good luck to all of you out there taking midterms. And if you're still if it's still midterm season for you, good luck. I hope you're doing your best. I hope everything works out for you. And again, we're going to take a short little break here. So again, you're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. This is College Survival Guide with me, DJ Royal, and we'll be right back.
Friend of a friend needed a favor. Life was just what happened, but we were busy making plans. We never saw nothing, there was a running. The 9mm still was coming. For the windshield of that Oldsmobile, as the cops said, show your. Yeah.
stone set in your eyes. See the thorn twist in your side. I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand and twist of fate. On a bed of nails she makes me wait. And I wait without you. With or without you. With or without you. Through the storm we reach the shore. You give it all, but I want more. And I'm waiting for you. With or without you. With or without you. I can't live. With or without you.
That was some U2, With or Without You. Hope you guys enjoyed that like I did. So we're back. This is, again, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. This is College Survival Guide with me, DJ Royal. And just to recap my show for the last 7 minutes here, we were talking about the election and kind of feelings about that across college campuses, the beautiful email that the president of my school sent out, just kind of calling everyone to come together and be unified despite all of our political differences and all of that. So, and we were also talking about midterms. And of course, you know, I just love to go down rabbit holes with my shows. So I never quite get to all the topics that I kind of tease for you guys on the show. But next week, I assure you, we will be talking about studying abroad. And I'm going to dive into that next week. So I'm sorry I didn't get to it this week on this week's show. But midterms, of course, this was a perfect time to talk about it in midterm season. Next, real quick, I'm just going to brush over academic advising. This is a really important part, I think, of college. Academic advising, basically what it is essentially is you are getting advised on your academic plan for your 4 years of college. So at my school, and I'm sure schools all around, actually yes, I know for a fact, schools all around, everyone gets an academic advisor for their major. And sometimes it's like multiple people. It's a faculty member or someone within the department of your major that just kind of guides you and helps you with your academic plan. And so, for example, you meet with them and they kind of go over what classes you still need to take, and of what units are required of you, which course selection would be best for you and what you like and what you enjoy and all of that. It's just kind of like a touch base to get you prepared for the next semester. And again, it ties in with midterm season because it's always, you get academic advising around the time of midterms. So you're halfway through and you got to start looking ahead to the next semester, which can be stressful in itself because you're trying so hard to stay in the present moment and get your stuff done and get your papers and study for tests and all of that and get through that semester and that kind of terms courses and get through that time. But then you're also trying to look ahead to the next semester and what classes you're going to take then and what units you still need and all of that. And as it kind of approaches your senior year, it gets a little bit more stressful because you're really trying to make sure everything's exact and perfect and you're not missing any units and you're getting everything done. You're getting internships, you're getting the correct classes and all of that. Your general ed's out of the way and you're taking the right courses to meet all the requirements. So it can be a stressful time as well, but also a really reassuring time because of the fact that you have an advisor there to help you. And most likely they've gone through it before. They know what they're doing. And again, they get to know you. A really great thing I've noticed about Dominican academic advising is the chair of my department, Brad Van Alstein, he's amazing. He knows everyone and he knows people who aren't even communication majors, but he really takes the time to get to know each student individually, and all faculty does that. So within your major, your advisor will know you and what you like to do and your hobbies and all that and kind of what you hope to do in the future. And they're going to be able to take that information and just kind of guide you like, hey, if you're interested in that, you should take this class because I think you would really love to experience that class and you would do really well and thrive there. So it ties right in with midterms because it's just that middle point where you're starting to look ahead, but you're still trying to stay in the present moment with your classes and all of that. So academic advising. Good luck to all of you out there through academic advising. I hope you're taking the right classes and you're getting signed up and you don't get put on a waiting list or anything like that. If you go to a small school like me, you won't really have to get put on a waiting list. It's going to be pretty easy for you to get into classes. I have a friend at UCSD and he's kind of struggling right now to get into some classes. So hopefully that works out for all of you guys out there listening. And for those of you out here who aren't in college, maybe you're a little bit older, you can reminisce on your good old college days here on my show. But just again, quick recap, we talked about the election and just kind of addressing the fact that we need to all come together despite our differences and kind of the political tension that's going on right now. Just let it go and hopefully all collectively stand behind the president-elect Donald Trump. And we also talked about midterms and how they can be super stressful, and you might start to lose your motivation a little bit, but just hang in there. It's gonna get better. This is a hill you have to kind of go over, but you're gonna leap this hurdle and you'll get through it, and then the semester will be over before you know it, and you're gonna pass those classes and get those grades. It's gonna be great. And then we also talked about academic advising, getting kind of prepared for the next semester or the next year's courses and classes that you need to take, making sure you're caught up on your units and you have all the right classes and you are kind of set to go to graduate in the near future. So again, thank you guys so much for bearing with me this past hour and staying tuned into this show, College Survival Guide. Just a reminder, you're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Royal, and you can tune in next week, next Wednesday, 7 to 8, for my next show. We're going to be talking about studying abroad for sure this time. And a couple other things, a couple other tricks I'll pull out of my hat for you guys. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in. Next, we have Captain Quality on for My Two Cents. That'll be fun, with a special guest. It's a surprise, but you guys will find out shortly. Again, thank you so much. Have a wonderful night.